Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
Little Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears.
Oh. Doesn't matter what color he is, Bill.
See, now that's where you're wrong, Han Solo. You
no
can't
white
have
guy.
White yeah. Joe Lewis in the...
It would sound a lot different.
I think they're going to be in Dallas this next weekend. They have a decent schedule. They're a great show, boy. If you ever get a chance to see Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears live, it's old school Apollo Theater entertainment, man. That's the business.
Do they come through here?
I don't know that they've ever been in Little Rock.
I've gone to Dallas for shows.
Yeah. Kerry Ringer's in studio with us for the first time in 9 years since I was over at KARN a long time ago. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Don't mention
here.
That, please.
Yeah, okay. KARN.
It's a four-letter word you're not allowed to say on air.
And as soon as this show is over with... tune in to catch my man Grant Tenniel, Sunday Buzz favorite over on KABF, as he has a world music show.
Really?
Which is great.
I did not
so
know
he
that.
Comes on KABF after this show's over with at noon. Or, yeah, noon to 2.
That's
so you
great.
Catch 3 hours of myself, and then he plays a lot of great music. A lot of great music on that show.
Cool.
Kerry Ringer's in studio. She now of the Wichita Eagle, business columnist, but for 8 years? 8 years you were at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette?
Nine
years you were at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Which is hitting me now because I'm like, gosh, I've been here 9. I guess I got to move on now.
Look, yeah, you're like that. That's the old Steve Spurrier football coach. He goes, you stay 10 years at a spot, they kind of get tired of you. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Who, we were talking during the break, who was, when you were writing for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette here, who was the most interesting person that you ever covered? Or who didn't show up? Who? What?
Okay. Well, I was thinking the most interesting mm-hmm. person. You know, the most interesting person I covered, who then stood me up for our interview, was Hillary Clinton.
Really?
I had proposed a story to the Democrat Gazette when she was running for Senate in mm-hmm. New York.
Right.
And I said, you know, I think I should go cover this and, you know, see, has she just left Arkansas behind? Which, hello, nobody needed to go to New York to find that out.
Right.
But I wanted the free trip to New York.
Right.
So
good point. You were working the system.
I was working the system.
You were Damien Eccles. You were working the system. Sorry, maybe that
yes,
was a poor
yes,
turn of phrase
same
on my
level,
part.
Right.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I'm wrong.
So I get up there, and I had arranged ahead of time for interviews and everything. And so they said, all right, this one Sunday, you get to interview her. So I'm there an entire week. I go to all her events. I keep winding up within like a foot of her. Mm-hmm. But I do not bother her. I do not pummel her with questions.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, I've got my big interview. So
you've got, right. You've got your set down already on the books.
Exactly. So the whole week goes by. I'm there playing in New York. And people were wonderful, by the way. People mm-hmm. were like, oh, my gosh, look at this little girl from Arkansas. Isn't
yeah.
that cute?
Scrappy dude.
Yeah. So I rent a car. I'm driving in New York. I'm like, look at me. I'm driving in New York.
In Manhattan or just in upstate New York?
I left from Manhattan.
Really?
I was going out to Westchester County where the Clintons live.
Westchester County.
And I was going to a speech that she was doing, and mm-hmm. then I was going to interview her after.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lost. And I drove for 2 hours going, I cannot believe I have an interview with the most important woman in the world, and I'm like near Connecticut or something.
Right.
I was like, but I made it. I got there.
Were you on time?
I was on time, shockingly. Okay. And I get there, and one of her handlers comes up and says, you know, I am so sorry, but Chelsea and Mrs. Rodham are here today, so we don't think the interview is going to work out. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't understand. I not only came all the way from Arkansas, I just drove 2 hours.
Right.
I broke speed limits. I almost wound up in Connecticut. We are doing this interview today. And she goes, okay, well, let me just go see. So she comes back and she's like, I'm just so sorry. So I'm standing in the back listening to her speech, complaining to this guy who, as it turns out, was the head of her Secret Service detail.
Right, there you go.
So he totally
That's nice.
Sympathized with me. And I was
nice.
Like, you know, can you just
Traveler's
give me...
moving. Can you pick this girl up? on my left. My 10 o'clock. Pick her up now. Black bag. Rendition.
So I say, you know, can you give me directions to this deli near where they live? I'm going to eat lunch, maybe interview some people. So he does, and he kind of smiles at me. I later figure it out because I get there. All the black cars are there.
Yeah.
She's there.
Yeah.
And so I go up to her to talk to her. Oh, yeah.
And what did she say? Who are you?
She basically, well, she called me Terry, which to this day, when anyone ever calls me Terry, and that happens quite a bit, I'm just like, oh, no offense to the Terrys out there, but it just, I was so angry.
Right.
And
hey, Terry.
She's like, oh, this isn't going to really work out to do this here. And I said, no, you don't understand. We're doing this here. And so we started to the interview and people kept coming up and, you know, chit-chatting with her. And, oh, can we get your picture? And finally she looked at me. She goes, really, really? I'll call you. I promise. I will call you.
Sure.
She never called me.
Right. Except,
But, you know.
Usually that's a BC line. I'll call you. Terry, I'll give you a call.
But, yeah.
Hey, Terry. It's Bill. Change your voicemail, okay? My wife's been going through my phone. Could you just change the old Tiger Woods message?
Oh.
Yeah. I need you to change your voicemail to just the number. So she gave you the backhand, huh?
She did, but it was a great ending to my story because it was like, has she left Arkansas? Oh, yeah, she never even
called. Right, exactly.
So
oh, you
perfect.
Can imagine if they were here and he was running for governor, it would have been,
totally
it would have been over tea at the governor's mansion.
Yes.
They would have massaged you. It would have been
it
all
like,
over.
It's like, you're from Arkansas.
But now,
get the heck out
hit
of here.
The bricks.
Yeah.
Hit the bricks. I'm trying to eat my pastrami on rye here. I don't know why Hillary Rodham Clinton is an old Jewish man all of a sudden. I told you I'm bad at these impersonations, and I'm.
But what was the worst about that whole experience is that Chelsea even dissed me. I met her. Some mutual friend of ours up there introduced me, and she was very nice. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting to see how schooled she was, though, and how to handle the media because we're looking at the pastrami case. Literally, we're standing at the case, and I said. Something about, you know, geez, your mom already sounds like she's getting a little bit of a New York accent, huh? And Chelsea didn't respond, didn't look at me. She just pretended like I wasn't there. And I was like, I have now not only been dissed by the mother, I've been dissed by the daughter. I
In
am
your
leaving.
Face.
I'm not even eating here.
Right.
I'm just leaving.
I ignored her too, Mom. I think that's what they said later. She's over there trying to ask me about pastrami. Look at you working Chelsea to get to the mom. Again, that's another villain.
She was too smart for me.
So you're how old again? 16, 18. Oh, speaking of how old, congratulations to our friend, Sunday Buzz favorite, and our old classmate at Hendricks College, Carrie, Tim Griffin, turns 43 today.
Well, happy birthday,
Happy birthday to Congressman Tim Griffin. And if you were sticking around a week, I'd buy you a ticket to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Arkansas Toast and Roast of Tim Griffin Thursday evening, the Doubletree Hotel. You can go to their website. Go to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters website. You can get tickets performing at the roast.
Oh, let me guess.
Tim will be feted by yours truly and Rex Nelson.
Great.
Amongst the roasters of Congressman Griffin. This Thursday night, I think it's 7 p.m., go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters website. Check it out. There are a few seats still available, but it's going to be a packed house.
If I were going to be here, I would go.
You would come, and that's you would
because
cover
it. Because you're good. I can't understand how a national syndication has not picked your show up yet.
Here's the thing. You have to put effort into that. Mm. And as most regular listeners to this program will tell you, it's very stream of consciousness radio.
No, you're kidding.
So you see the mountain of preparation around me now for each show.
So, a pack of Big Red and a cup of coffee.
Yep, that's it. That'll get you through the morning. That's a country song right there. See what you just did? You're sweet to say that, but I think you only say that to basically because you called
Butter
me a scumbag
you.
Something
didn't
else.
Even remember that, nor do I care.
That's
actually.
Larkowski outside. He can stick around. Hang on.
Are you sure it's not my husband?
He's not at the back door, so.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Is that a code word there? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Han Solo. Last, if I can go in a different direction for just one second.
Talk to me.
I read a great piece last Sunday in the Sunday New York Times. As Larry Ellison and I were sitting around his mansion, talking about the next America's Cup and yachting, we were passing the Times around, and I read a great piece about the Gregory brothers. Those are the people who do the auto-tune, the news.
Yes.
They gave us Antoine Dotson, yes. Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, which we wore out on this program. And
loved that.
A ton of other things. And they're just, it's a small family in Brooklyn, and these kids just started doing it. And now, you know, they have Russell Simmons and others approaching them about how they've become the new thing in American music. Is no longer, and I guess maybe this is a commentary. Let me ask you. Who's done more damage to America, the Kardashians or Osama bin Laden?
You know, I think the Kardashians are more a symptom of what's wrong. I don't think they've caused the bad things.
So you
think they're just more a symptom
where can
of
we take
a,
this? Where's the big
problem
where's
in
the
our
big,
society?
In other words, where's the big bang in that whole thing? Is it Paris Hilton? Is she ground zero for the creation of those hideous people that are now teaching 12 and 13-year-old girls how to act?
I think, actually, you got to go back to the technology and the just, I mean, we have so many channels
right.
we have to fill up now, and we have so many people who are willing. I think we got to say we're complicit here because we're willing to sit around and watch those kind of shows. I know educated, really smart, witty people who are mm-hmm. like, oh, I just got to get home and watch the Kardashians.
Right. Isn't that sad? Is that what we've come to? I don't know what the end of Roman civilization was like.
We're close.
I don't know if two guys came out of the Colosseum one day and went, you call that, my gosh, you call that entertainment? We're sitting around watching our former gladiator and his adopted family as they try to hit on football players. This is pathetic.
Well, when you think about
the
it,
hunt
that
is at the
way,
door.
People did used to watch people get eaten by lions for sport. So aren't we a little bit better than that
now? Oh, I've seen
now.
Those Real Housewives shows. That's people being eaten by lions.
Yeah,
in a big way.
It scares me.
But it is. I kind of think that maybe the Kardashians are public enemy number one.
Maybe that's Disney.
Maybe that's where we are now in society. But I digress because the what I was going to say is the Gregory brothers, the people that do all these auto-tune the news that came up with the Antoine Dotson and a number of other little catchy ditties, they had this huge profile piece done on them in the New York Times. They're being approached by record labels and others. They don't write music anymore. They just take an event and turn it into a snappy little 90-second thing, which you can hide your kids, hide your wife. You also dumb, to quote Antoine Dotson. So and that's the state of American, or that's the state of popular music today. We don't even need songs anymore.
Right.
We just need some guys. We need some 23-year-old kids in a room in Brooklyn to come up with this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And so it hit me with this. I don't know if you heard this, but you'll love it. Recently, Nashville, I've forgotten the pastor's name now, who was asked to give the pre-race prayer, and this is how it transpired.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM Performance Technology and the R07 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires that bring performance and power to the track. Lord, I want to thank you for my smoking hot wife tonight, Lisa. My two children, Eli and Emma, or as we like to call them, the Little E's. Lord, I pray and bless the drivers and use them tonight. May they put on a performance worthy of this great track. In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Joe Nelms is it.
Joe Nelms, Pastor Joe Nelms, of a church outside of Nashville.
My God!
And so that's been around. That's hopped around YouTube for a few minutes, and you know it's been on some television broadcasts and things of that nature. Well, the Gregory brothers then got a hold of it, and they turned it into something that is what they do, and it just is a great commentary on where we are in society today. So. We're up against a hard break. Carrie, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming on. This has been a lot of fun. Great to have you back.
I didn't disappoint you and my mother.
You were fantastic. You tell your mother it was a tour de force performance today on the program, a tour de force performance by Carrie Rangers. One time, a journalistic powerhouse here in Central Arkansas. Now in Wichita, Kansas, wreaking havoc over there at the Wichita Eagle. Thank you very much for coming on. The Gregory brothers take Joe Nelms' prayer and do this.
You said, and all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty men.
machines that you brought before us. Thank you from the Dodges and the Toyota.